18 minutes after the hour 4, and welcome to Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, and it's a good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, KwaMphumuza, good afternoon, Soweto, good afternoon, Deep Kloof, and good afternoon, KwaMashu, good afternoon, Mbali in Pietermaritzburg, and good afternoon to all our listeners in Harare. Yes, I do know that we've got listeners in Harare, and we've got listeners in Lusaka. It's a beautiful, beautiful afternoon here in Edenvale, and it's that time of the day where we change gear. And joining me in studio is Dr. Charles Pritchard. And Dr. Charles, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father.
Happy 2017.
Yes. And you too.
Are you back? Are you back at work? Are you back to working? And
Yes. I got back yesterday, but trying to get into the swing of things.
You know, great. So. And your first day is here at Radio Veritas. We are slave drivers, eh?
Yeah. You're all right. Working me hard, eh?
Anyway, the Lord will reward you when you get to heaven. All right, Dr. Charles, we're at the beginning of the year, and people have made resolutions and people are embarking on different spiritual journeys. Mm. And people have got questions. And I thought in the first hour, in the first 30 minutes of this show, I would like us to zoom in on fasting. Hey, and I would like us to talk a little bit about fasting. What is fasting? How do we fast? And why should people fast? And take it from there, and possibly we'll open the lines at some point. But a lot of people are considering doing that as they cleanse themselves. On Monday, we were doing a detox on a very physical level. But today is a Wednesday, on our spiritual Wednesday. We're actually trying to, people are talking about how they can have detoxes at a spiritual level too. And fasting came up as one of those ways and means of having a spiritual detox. What's your take on fasting, and what is fasting?
No, fasting, it's very powerful, especially fighting the enemy. Okay. But it's a sacrifice, you know. It's a sacrifice, and any form of sacrifice for our Lord, who's obviously taking a big sacrifice for our sins and is continually suffering, brings him a lot of alleviation and helps in our purification.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
because it's all about sacrificial love at the end of the day, and this is giving love to our Lord, and obviously adds more power to our prayers as well, because you're offering up your prayer with fasting for your intentions.
Okay, so you're saying we could use fasting as we fight the enemy. In this case, the enemy is the evil,
the devil.
Yeah, and you're actually saying fasting is also a form of sacrifice. We're sacrificing for who? For the Lord.
For the Lord, yes, and for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who we're praying for.
And what else? And you mentioned the third thing.
I think it's a form of cleansing. Spiritual cleansing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I've got a message from Jesus that he gave at the end of last year's Lent.
Okay.
Good Friday, that we can read on fasting.
Okay. When you're ready. All right. Yeah. So people fast because of those reasons. Do people see it as a way of trading with God, to say, God, I have given up this, therefore you give me this?
No. I'd say you do it out of love. So you want to do more for God. You want to make more sacrifices for him. It's got nothing to do with the trade. And you want to do it for your fellow man as well. But also when you're praying, also, you know, and we're involved in a deliverance ministry, when you're praying over people, it's more powerful. And in fact, in scriptures, the Lord said there were certain demons that will only go out through fasting.
When you
pray, you know what I mean? So it's very powerful.
So fasting is very, very, very powerful means and way of prayer. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
It cleanses us and it connects us with God. And
that's right.
But then,
I mean, even in the Old Testament, they were fasting for the dead. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's been an age-old thing with going with prayer, you know, an age-old sacrifice. Yeah. Mm.
And it seems to have a roots and a basis in Scripture.
Yes. It's yeah, very much so.
Okay.
In the New Testament, they talk about, I don't remember the exact verses, but obviously fasting. But again, fasting must be unnoticed. So any form of sacrifice, you shouldn't be, oh, this is so terrible. Oh,
and climbing on
sacrifice.
And climbing on the rooftops actually declaring that it's my fast day and everybody sees you miserable.
Yes, that's right. You must do it with a big smile on your face. Otherwise, it's got no... And don't go and advertise it like the Pharisees used to do. Mm. You know, we see in scriptures they used to...
I know.
Put a face of blame.
Yes, and everybody knows that they are fasting.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. So because you do it silently in your heart. And you take the hit quietly.
And
like
scripture
Jesus
says,
does.
Yeah, and scripture says actually, if you fast, do not actually apply lip gloss on your lips.
That's
and
right.
Make sure that your neighbor doesn't know that you're fasting.
You know, it's like in charity as well. You do it quietly, you do fasting in quietly. You know, you don't get advertised.
Mm.
And also, you know, if you're doing it for weight loss, it's not a sacrifice.
All right, I'd like
for vanity.
All right, Dr. Charles, I'd like you to repeat this. Dr. Charles is saying, if you're fasting and your intention is weight loss, it's not fasting; it is actually for vanity.
Yes,
and I
yes.
think there's truth to that because it's all about you. It's self-centered, and fasting clearly moves us out of ourselves.
Yes,
and it's directed to a higher purpose.
So. And it helps you focus as well.
Okay, fasting
helps you focus spiritually. You kind of let go of the petty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But also, look, when you first started, or if you're not used to it,
yes.
you can sometimes feel the grumpiness coming and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But that's just the evil, like, you know, he's angry and he's trying hard to get you off it.
Mm.
So you just push through it, and then you get into that zone after, you know, in the beginning you feel a little bit angry or whatever,
yes.
but just push through it. Have some water. There's obviously different levels of fasting.
I was going to come to that
yes.
because I want to ask, what are the different ways and means of fasting?
Yeah, so I mean, Our Lady, I think in a lot of her apparitions, she said if you just have water and bread, dry bread, that's fasting.
Okay.
I remember reading Alan Ames's messages where our Lord used to, when he was... You know, the book Through the Eyes of Jesus, I'd recommend it to anybody. You can get it on iPads and Kindles.
Yeah.
Where the Lord used to just call a fast while they were walking or preaching. He just says, okay, today we're not eating anything.
Mm.
And then they didn't eat. You know what I mean? So where was I going with this? Yeah, so it's the level. So you can go with bread and water. But then you can make more sacrifice. Obviously, if your body permits it, we don't want people, you know, passing out because they are sugar glycemic or whatever the issue
yes.
is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it's a form of penance as well,
okay.
and making reparation. So the more you sacrifice, the more graces go to others and yourself, you know what I mean? So, you know, like, and if you're not used to it, maybe start by skipping a meal, and then you say, okay, not too bad, and then maybe skip two meals, you know what I mean? And at the end, it's actually not that difficult to just miss a day of eating.
Mm. Someone is sitting at home right now and is saying, look, I would like to try. I've got, these are my intentions in 2017. I would like to pray for a happy marriage. I would like to pray for a happy relationship. I would like to pray for my work or for my job or for some whatever things that they're wrestling with in their life.
Yes.
And that person is saying, I would like to also try fasting as I pray for these things. What would you say to them?
Yes, I'd say definitely. I'd say, and if you're praying for whatever your intentions
marriage,
are.
Marriage, for example, or relationship.
Do it with the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
Do it with the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
worthily, mm-hmm. obviously through confession, and have it in the state of the body of Christ in the state of grace.
Mm-hmm.
He actually makes it easier for you
mm-hmm.
if you're fasting, if you're having the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that at times when I'm feeling like, I just want to pass out.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You just go to Mass,
yeah.
you know, like maybe lunchtime Mass or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're just on fire again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So when the Lord is in your heart, and the more regularly you're going to Mass, ideally daily, it becomes easier. And let's put it this way, you can make bigger sacrifices. You see, without Jesus, it's harder.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, and then obviously couple it with the rosary, because the rosary is so powerful. And again, don't expect the prayer to be answered tomorrow, or like you've done your whole year of fasting and we're still fighting.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Because people, I know of people who are in relationships and who are in marriages, and who say, look, Father, I have tried praying for this husband of mine. I tried getting him to church. And guess what, Father? This man is not even making his way anywhere near the church. Actually, he's actually regressing further away from the church. And
okay.
Does that mean that God is not receiving my sacrifices of fasting? Does it mean that God is deaf to my ears, to my prayers? What's happening?
So look, the first thing we need is the gift of patience, which the Lord is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is patient. He waits a whole lifetime for us sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's been waiting 2,000 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So patience, and then just remember, no prayer goes unanswered, and the Lord dishes out the graces at the right time in accordance to His will. You know what I mean? So very often, His timing is we don't understand His timing sometimes, but we've got to be patient with His timing, and the prayers bank up against a person on a person.
Wow. So what you're saying,
it will just get unleashed one day, and all of a sudden, hey, what happened to him,
man? The heavens are open.
Because it's your prayer that actually saved
opened
him.
Up. Wow. So what you're saying is our prayers don't fall into deaf ears.
No,
prayers, it's like we've got a little bank, and as we pray, our prayers are being deposited into that bank, and our deposit is growing bigger and bigger.
It's like
a
river damming up.
Exactly. Yes. And in other words, the more we pray, the more we invest.
That's right.
And the more we cover ourselves with the blood of Christ. And
100%.
And sometimes, unfortunately, we become very impatient and we want things to go according to our own time and to our own pace, and which is not God's way.
That's the way of the world, yes. Not God's way.
Yeah, because we live at a time where it's instant porridge, instant relationships, instant marriages, instant slim bodies, and and instant riches, and we expect that to even happen in our spiritual life, that it's instant blessings, it's instant graces.
Yes.
And you seem to be destroying and debunking that to say there is nothing like instant grace and instant blessings, even if we're to fast.
Now, and we've had lots of people that come to us for prayer. And we pray and they say, oh, my husband, he will never, you know what I mean? And then a year later, it happens, you know, so it's all in God's time.
Mm. Wow. That, in case you've just tuned in, this is Radio Veritas 576 AM, or if you're listening to us from the audio bouquet, it's 870. And I know some people are listening to us via the internet and via the app on your smartphones or on your tablet or your blueberries or your devices or your gadgets. Thank you very much. And it's Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi. And a big shout out to the people in Naturena. This track is for all of us.